Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Commanders move to 3-2 with a 27-10 win over the LA Chargers to score 27 unanswered. Really, really turned this thing around. Really impressive win for Washington yesterday. We're going to do credit pies. Haven't heard from Jeffrey. Jeff, I'll start with the question I asked Landfill. 10-0, first quarter, didn't look good. How are you feeling? You get nervous, dog. You get nervous, you
I'm
get emotional.
I'm not going to lie, JP. I looked to my boys when they went up 10-0. I said, if we don't get this together, this is about to be a long day. Let's hope for a good day, y'all. And then when we went down on that first offensive series, and then Jaden, you could tell he was getting used to, like, playing with the brace because it, like, I believe we talked about it in the group message yesterday with how it restricted some of his movement. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, I hope this – I see what's going on because – even when we was talking with my friends, I was like, yeah, it's not that he can't, that he's hurting to move that way, but the brace, it's a brace. It's not for the knee to move. Like, it's going to keep it straight. Mm-hmm. I'm like, let's just see how it go. And at first I thought it was bothering him because it just looked like his feet were.
I think it was those cleats.
And then, exactly. So then the commentator was on air and was like, yeah, Jaden Daniels came out of those cleats. I was like, oh, he did have pink cleats on. And then I literally looked. I said, oh, yeah, it's on now. I said, it's on now. And he got the like mics back on.
Oh, yeah.
He on.
Oh, yeah.
So with that, yes, I was. But it started to all come together. My credit pie, I have to go. I'm going to include special teams with offense and defense on this. So offense, defense, special teams, that's 33% between the offense, defense, and the coordinators because, and I say I include that because I wanted to keep everything together. We played well on all three phases yesterday, and I like to see that. So that's why it's going to offense, defense, special teams. Then the other 33% goes to the coordinators. They actually made we complained about, you know, Bill getting handoffs more than 4 or 5 a game. He got a lot, and we seen it working out favor. So I gotta give my head off the cliff. Witt, yo, I liked that defense yesterday. You know, it didn't start off as strong, but B, we were talking about it before we came on the air. The adjustments he made, it worked. Mm-hmm. It worked, and we could see that the guys were fired up. It was just a totally different look from back here. So that's 99%. And I'm giving 1% to Benjamin St. Juice because I knew he was good for one big play. I was like, yeah, I was telling my friends. I was like, yo, he's going to give us a play. I know it's coming. He's always good for one. And then literally 2 plays after, what happened? Debo breaks away from him. I said, there you go. Now we just – and going on from there, we got to keep it up. We got to keep it up.
Yep.
Yeah, you hope that kind of keeps it moving. All right, let's go to these phones. Credit pie time, 800-636-1067. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Let's see if he's got his voice. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Y'all know what time it is. It's time for that victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Woo!
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I've been saying it. This is the year of the youngins. all rookies and second years. So my credit pie, I'm gonna give 25% to the youngins, Luke, Bill, Newton. They all showed out yesterday. I'm gonna give 25% to the O line and Himothy Daniels, because Himothy Daniels gave us a little bit of a spark. I said he was gonna come in with a point to prove. He may have been pissed he missed those past 2 weeks. I'm gonna give 25. I'm gonna shout out Gay. We've been harping on him since the beginning of the season. So far, your man been lights out hitting those field goals for us. So I'm going to give him some shine. And then I'm going to give the rest to the defense and culture, because they came in with a game plan. They executed it. It did start off shaky, but they finished strong. I smell a win streak, fellas. Hey, listen, real quick, I got an exercise for y'all. I want y'all to rock with me on this one. When I say Himothy, I want y'all to say him. Himothy?
Him.
Himothy.
Him.
Let's go get this win streak, fellas.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Jupe. Jupe out here.
I think one thing we're not thinking about, though, okay, I think the players and the coaches are supposed to go out there and handle their business. So I'm going to give them 40%, all of them together. Everybody, Bill, Jaden, every coach, all that, 40%. I'm giving 60% to the damn fans.
There were a lot of them.
I think, listen, bro, I got more texts yesterday about, dude, how many of our fans there? Because on TV, it sounded like we got more, like we at home. Yes, we were louder than they were. They made some noise when they had the opportunity, but when we decided to start calling defense, I was like, damn. We had some fans in that joint, bro.
After Luke caught the deep pass,
oh, bro,
it was just Luke.
It was deafening, dude.
It was
So the fan base, listen, man.
I think Chargers, LA fans are pretty quick to disengage anyway. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of buzz for the Chargers early, and then when everything started going sideways, they just checked out, and the Commanders fans just took over.
But it's like you know, we've heard over the last the two losses and things like that, and we see stuff on social media. It can't be those people that have been called that traveled to all them games. I went to that rally on Saturday night. Tom's Watch Bar is huge out there. Wall to wall, Commanders fan. Downstairs, upstairs.
Dude, that's the thing, is people are convinced it's people traveling. A lot of people just live there. Like, lot of Commanders fans just live in Southern California.
But I saw a lot of people in the airport last night. I saw a lot of people when I flew there. They have people that have traveled. I'm telling you, man, let's stop. There's a lot of these people who starting that mess on social media. They ain't no damn fans of this team.
The reaction today is all positive. Like, there's not like a whole
bunch. No. The reaction today is positive. But I think sometimes when you get some of these people who just want it, when something goes wrong, they want to just keep going with it. You know, it shows you, listen, this fan base over the last 2 years now, a year and a half or whatever, they are understanding something is changing and something is building. You know, like, I got a call yesterday because the Ravens got spanked. So what Ben tell me, y'all about to get your ass kicked. I called him back right after the game. And now he's like, oh, man, we suck. We don't make no excuses now, dog. We put a bet at the beginning of the year. He losing.
Ravens got boat raced. Getting some credit pies coming in via social media. Our boy Tay says, credit pie, 25% to Bill, 25% to Jaden, 10% to the defense, 10% to roughing the kicker, 10% to Debo, 5% to Luke, 5% to Quan, 5% to Mikey, 5% Jeff Walker's song, He Did the Damn Thing.
And that song was.
We got to re-rack Jeff's song.
That song was hot, Jeff.
Now,
I'm going to tell you one thing, though, Jay. I was cold after the game. All that ice they were wearing. Boy, them dudes came out there with some diamonds.
Dorrance Armstrong. You God, see that bro, I'm like, God,
dude, they walk out there. It was icy in the infield. Had icicles hanging from the rafters.
Real question. Jeff made a couple songs that reference food in them, right? So he made the Green Bay song, started talking mozzarella sticks. I said I would buy mozzarella sticks if they won. They did not win. The Atlanta game, he was talking about chicken wings. I said, we'll have a chicken wing party if they win. They did not win. I don't think Jeff referenced any food in the L.A. song, did you?
No, because it was like nothing you could be like, I'm going to eat electricity or something. I'm going to eat a bolt. That don't sound.
I, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's too bad because they won this one and we could have had a chicken wing or a mozzarella stick party.
Well, we had actually specifically discussed on Friday that the reason they were losing was your fault. Because every time you claimed that we were going to have some food celebration, they would lose. We made sure that you didn't do that because it's your fault that they lose.
Jeff brought the food up in his songs.
Right, but you didn't have to then say, fault. We'll buy a bunch of mozzarella sticks.
I ain't say we was having a mozzarella stick party. And yeah, you just got to stop that, JP.
I just want to know if anybody's listening, you know, they can get word back to Dan Quinn or Adam Peters. It's entirely JP Finley's fault that the team lost.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't even think DQ or AP would think that's accurate.
They might.
Last I checked, I didn't miss a single tackle in either of those games. What you're failing to recognize, Landfill, is maybe I would have ordered some food, but now I'm not going to because you guys are haters.
I didn't say a word. So Jeff and Landfill don't give a me and White Brian. We over here. Waiting for the food.
I already bought White Brian something, and he made one of the dumbest mistakes I've ever seen a human make.
Okay, well,
I'm still
sitting here waiting on the food.
Maybe Brian gets something, but not White Brian. Let's keep the phones going. Quentin is in Bethesda. What's up, Q? What's your credit pie?
Fellas, how are we doing? Victory Monday.
We good, brother. How you doing?
All right, so my breakdown for credit pie is 10% JD5 and Debo. We're going to go 25% coaching, 25% defensive line, and 75% Bill. You're probably asking, wait, that's 135. We're going to go minus 35% for Terry McLaurin for being MIA.
He's hurt.
He's hurt.
But, you know, like I said last week when I called in, when Bill scores the ball, we have victory Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
How you gonna say somebody MIA when they hurt?
Quentin, you
because
stoned?
He's just not been active. He's been unavailable, and it's not everyone that heard me call before. Probably is like, oh, he hates Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, you sound like a 100% hater.
It's not hate.
It's hate.
Just at a point. It's at a point. We're good now. I've been a fan since '98. Now I hold my team accountable, especially if they just.
Are you mad at Austin Eckler?
So my question would be. He's the one that kept the team afloat since he's been here. And all of a sudden, one year he has an injury, you going to just dismiss it?
Are you mad at Dietrich Wise?
No, because Dietrich Wise was a game record game one. I haven't seen Terry McLaurin pop off the film yet, like I've been waiting for. I love Terry McLaurin.
It's a victory. I'm done.
Yeah, that dude right there, man. We're going to ban him for a couple. I'm going with a Drabby today. We're going to ban him. He banned for the next 2-3 weeks.
I don't know what. That dude, obsession with Terry is bizarre to me.
It sounds weird.
Pete is in Woodbridge. Pete, what's your credit pie look like?
Gentlemen, happy Victory Monday.
Same to you, brother.
Honestly, man, just wanted to just shout out credit pie to everybody. That first quarter was looking kind of bad. They had us early, but
not
man, the fact that
all
everybody
the way back.
Shifted. Dude, if it wasn't for the – but, like, you got to give credit to everybody because from the fumble to Luke McCaffrey on special teams to even him catching that deep bomb, like, there were enough little sparks everywhere and consistently throughout the game to where – even the defense picked it up. They were missing tackles early on, but then after that, man, they just got after it.
Yeah, absolutely.
My credit pie is to everybody, and to making it an awesome Sunday to all celebrate right, a victory, you know?
You ain't lying. It felt good walking through that airport last night.
And saw
I'll tell you this, guys.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't even mean to cut you off. I'll say this, man. We got Chicago coming up, man. Hopefully, lightning strikes twice.
No, let's not have the Bears game go to another.
Yeah, no. Let's just beat them ahead of time.
Thanks for the call, Pete.
My heart rate was very high last year.
Thanks for the call,
but walking through that airport, man, seeing all that powder blue and yellow, just and they had them little humdrum faces, felt good.
I got on the plane last night, and I'm still, like, fully suited up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to change. I just wanted to get on the plane, and I changed in the plane bathroom, uh-huh. which is, you know how people talk about the Mile High Club? I don't know how physically you can get two people in those bathrooms. There's a will, there's a way.
Well,
I guess.
Well, if you're in the Mile High Club, you're real, real close to that person. You can fit.
I'm sure. But it might be more difficult to change your clothes than it would be to have sex in an airplane bathroom.
You don't have to really get
whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Jay.
So I changed my clothes. I had a suit on. I changed into sweats because it's an overnight flight. I just wanted to be comfortable.
Obviously, you're not in the Mile High Club. I see.
It was a solo party of one. Some clothing did get removed, but it got put back on. I wish I knew my man's name. I come out of the bathroom, now in sweats, and this dude is sitting right there. He's like, I know you. I was like, oh, what's up? He's wearing a Commander's shirt. He's like, Channel 5.
Wrong channel.
I was like, Channel 4, dog. He's like, oh, yeah.
How many do you think he had by this?
Do you know Chad Ricardo?
Yeah.
Chad and I don't look much alike.
Hell no.
Shout out to that dude.
Oh, bro. Yeah, he must have been feeling good.
And then he's like, at least you know I watch the news. My man. Keep watching, baby. let's go to our guy Drew is on the line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Happy Victory Monday.
You too, buddy.
Hey, I got a credit pie here. I'm going to start with 70% for the offense. I'm going to break it down a little bit and give 5% each to Luke and Jalen Lane. Love to see the new guys have an impact plays. And when we get Noah and Terry back, we're going to have a deep receiver room. So I'm really excited about that. 20% for the offensive line. I mean, I think they enabled the run. They kept Jaden clean. Those guys did a great job, and we don't talk about them enough, but I really think the offensive line is the strength of this team.
I thought Biadasz was phenomenal yesterday.
Yeah. All those guys, and having Bates back didn't hurt. I mean, that was good.
Oh, that helped out tremendously.
And then you got to give 20% to Bill, and not just the running, and over 100 yards running, but those two catches he made were big. And if he can be a threat out of the backfield to catch the ball, oh, even better. Icing on the cake for Bill. So, and then 20% for Jaden. Yeah, he just makes everything better on offense, and he makes the defense better. So that's 70%. Give the defense 20%, five each for the two turnovers to Quan and Mikey. And love to see it. And 10 for the defense. They got to get better, but, you know, they can have some pie this week, but I'd like to see them do a little bit better next week. And at least 10 more. I give 5 to Tress for hanging in there and taking that penalty and then still trying to make that tackle, even though he got hurdled over.
That was a tough spot for number 10.
You got to give him, he's the most tenured guy on the team, and he's always in it. And then I'm going to save my last 5% for JP's wardrobe person because he looked like he was doing the Hollywood vibe out there. You know, even the pocket square on all ears looked good, JP.
Thanks, so, dude.
There you go.
I'm just glad you're watching the right channel, man. Appreciate you.
Channel 5.
Thank you, Drew.
All right,
channel 5, baby.
Take
channel
care,
5.
Guys.
Appreciate you, buddy. Phone lines are going to be open all hour. Don't worry. If you're on hold, just chill. We're not going anywhere. I got another credit pie on social media from Nelson Jordan. Bill, 25. O-line and D-line, 20. JD, 5, 15. Debo, 10. Benjamin St. Juice, although he wrote Benjamin St. Toast, 10%.
St. Toast, that's his name.
Coaches, 10%. And all the fans that traveled to SoFi, 10%. Bill surely looks like an offensive rookie of the year early candidate, doesn't he? I'd say he's in the running. Maybe we can check some odds on that. That'd be pretty wild if you get back-to-back offensive rookie
back
of the year.
Back-to-back.
That would make me think they're doing something in the drafting. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're taking calls all damn day. If you're on hold, just chill. We're coming.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
You know where I could have used a Root system? On the plane yesterday.
It was hot?
Dude, I was like running through the airport. So then I get to the plane, and it's hot, and I start sweating. Then I change, and then we get up in the air, and it gets cold as hell, and then I'm like cold sweating. Root systems, you're always comfortable, landfill, no matter what the situation. Down 10-0 in the first quarter, if you're in a Root system house, you're still comfortable.
Yep.
They take the stress out of life because they take the humidity out of your house. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash, man. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.